Yeah, can everybody hear me okay, or do I sound like I'm in a tunnel?
Sound good, Tommy.
Sound okay?
Right. Okay, Tommy's in a tunnel. How you doing? This is Chuck Kroon.
Chuck Kroon. I'm not in the tunnel. You are. You're listening from the tunnel. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good, good. Now, is everybody live on this thing, or are they muted out, or what?
Just give me the word, and I'll go ahead and put it in lecture mode so that you
can
see.
Everybody, if everybody can hear me, I'm cool with that. Everybody can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep, can hear you.
Can hear you fine, Tommy.
Okay, good. Well, quickly, first, want to let everybody know that I'm glad to be on the teleconference call. It's hard to get me on things because I am busy, but I think that that Member Solutions, PPS, ATS is an awesome company. All of you probably deal with them, so you know what I'm talking about. The service is great, so I don't mind doing this. What I want to talk about today, basically, is some successful methods of building your enrollment through referral strategies, but not through the regular strategies that most people do. I've been working with this a lot because, as some of you know, I have my own consulting clients, my coaching program that I do, and we've been experimenting with a lot of these things with small school owners as well as large school owners. A lot of times when people give you guys programs, it works for their schools, but it doesn't work for all the schools. So whether you're a small school or a large school, it's important to know that, that this can work. And basically what it's doing is two things. I'll explain what it is in a few minutes, but to me, it's not all about making money. It's not all about only getting referrals. It's about getting your name out, number one. Number two, about providing a service that will actually cost you less than advertising and take less time than advertising will, and gaining a tremendous amount of respect from your community as well as lead-generating referrals to be able to actually bring into your school to be able to close them as an appointment or as a new student. How you do that is several ways. Let me just give you one way, okay? One way is by offering like a child safety type of program. Another way is offering some type of teen safety program. And another one is by offering some type of women's self-defense safety awareness or program. Of course, Tom Petiri, CDT, they have a lot of things that if you don't already have programs, like for No One Go for Kids, for bullies, and for, Training for Life, for No One Go, or for Stun and Run for women, things of that nature. Plus, you have other things that you guys use as well. What I'm getting at is, if you notice what I just did, I named three different target markets. So the first thing that you have to do is identify the target market that you want to bring into your school, which a lot of people don't. Number one, if I want to bring children in, then I want to be able to do something that will interest children and interest parents to get their children here. One thing is that they want them to have safety, okay? So what I do, why don't you go to a pediatrician, you can go to a local church, you can go to a dentist's office, you can go to a Boy Scout troop, to anything that has kids. And what you offer is a child safety and awareness little program for maybe like a 15-minute talk and then maybe a 15-minute obstacle course. Why do we do this? Number one, a 15-minute talk is going to help the kids, and the parents want them to be safe, and so they're going to be interested in attending. The 15-minute obstacle course is going to get the kids jazzed. They're going to love doing it. They love to run, jump, cut corners, those types of things, and that's how to get away from an adult or how to get away from a bully. If I grab you and you run straight and I'm bigger than you and stronger than you, I'll probably catch you. But if you cut a corner or you know how to jump over a little branch and not step on a rock and twist your leg and fall down and get caught, then you're going to be able to get away faster. It also transfers into sports where they're going to be more agile as well. Now, I just did a program Monday and Tuesday and taught over 500 to 600 kids at an elementary school during all the PE classes. Well, I can't even tell you how many leads I'm going to get off of that. When they come in. The school wouldn't let me hand out anything, but they were so impressed, they're going to put it in their school newsletter. And I'm offering a safety event here in May, so any of those parents that get the newsletter, since I couldn't hand anything out, can come for free from 10:30 in the morning to 11:15 for a safety event for kids from 4 to 7, and from 11:15 to 12 o'clock from 7 years old until 12 years old. Now, you know what? Maybe nobody will show up, but even if nobody shows up, I just got myself into 600 homes because I'm in the newsletter for the school. So if nobody shows up and it's a complete bust, I didn't really waste my time because I got in all the schools and I got in with the principal. if only 30 people show up and I only sell half of them, or say I only sell 10, well, if I sell 10, that's another $3,000 down and another, you know, depending upon what you charge, $119 to $169 per month. So was that time that I spent worth it? I say yes. Now, I did a whole school and I spent, you know, 2 afternoons there. But most of the time, you're not going to do that. You're going to go to a church and go to the church and say, listen, I have to give back to the community. What I want to do is I want to offer a free child safety awareness course for anybody, any of the kids in the church. And you think that people are going to want to do that? Absolutely. The pastor is going to absolutely want to do that because you're going to help their membership, their families. It's going to be something free or maybe a fundraiser where they can donate $10 to the church. And you'll create some excitement and get, you know, 30, 40, 50 people to come. Now, your goal then is to get them in your school. Okay? So if you go to that event and you offer a child safety program and you get, say, 30 or 40 kids coming, at the end of that, how many, if you do a good job, how many of those people would like to learn more? Well, let me give you guys another thing here. If you walked into a, a room, and you saw 100 parents. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. If you saw 100 parents, and you said, listen, I'm going to give you all 100 parents a free week of karate or a free month of karate, how many people would take it?
Are you asking me that question?
Yes.
If you walk into a room, 100 people, are they all kids or parents?
Parents of children.
How many would take it? I would think very few.
Yeah, see about maybe 20%.
Sure.
Maybe 15%. Not very many people. But you have to understand why. This is what's so important about doing these events. The reason why they won't accept it is why? Because they don't want to do karate? Well, one may be because they don't like karate. One may be because they don't want to spend the time bringing their kid to karate. One may be because the reason they don't want to make a commitment to karate. If the kid likes it, they might have to make that commitment, right? So that might be a reason. Or they misunderstand what karate is all about. Now, if you walk to that same group of 100 people and you said, listen, we're going to do we're going to do a child safety and awareness course. They're going to learn how to get away from a stranger. They're going to learn how to do this, this, and this. Do you think that's important? Yes, I do. Now, how many people do you think would commit driving to your school for a 30 to 45-minute program that's for free that will help keep their kids safe? Now, how many of those 100 do you think would actually want to do it? Joe?
Sure.
How many?
Sorry, I'm on a... Well, it would increase.
It would increase dramatically. Let me tell you what it will increase to. 75% of them will want to do it. Okay? 50% of them may intend to do it. Okay? And probably only 30% of those people might show up. You guys understand what I'm talking about? So we look at realistic things. So even if somebody wants to do something, sometimes they don't get to. So what I'm getting at is, if you offer something that's very simple, that's non-committal, that's something that they want to give to their children, that doesn't take that much time, and then they don't think that they're going to be sold a membership after they're finished, then you have a better chance to get them in. Then once they're there, if you give them good information, and you teach pretty exciting, and you let the kids have fun, and then from there you say, listen, how many people think this is important? I do. Good. These are the three areas that we talked about. What are two of the other most important areas? And you get feedback from the parents. And then somebody says, yeah, well, I really want my kid to learn this and this. And another person says, this is very important to me. And then you say, listen, guys, what we're going to do is this is an introductory thing for you guys for 30 to 40 minutes. What we have for those of you that would like to continue to be able to keep your kids safe and for your kids to be safe this summer when they're home from school and you're not there, how many people want their kids to be more safe? They all raise their hand. Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is for $39, I'm going to keep your kids for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and we're going to teach them these five safety things. We're going to teach them this obstacle course, and then we're going to role play, and we're going to do this. Now, the kids are going to want to come. The parents are going to want to do it. If only 10 people show up out of all the people that are there, you've made $390 on a special income lead generator. Those people come in for an hour and a half. You've made $349 if only 10 did it. And you'll probably convert 75% of those to being students. And even if you only converted 50% of those to being students, you're still ahead of the game. And even if you didn't do anything, you still made $390. But what you've also done is you've hit those 1,000 families at the church. The chiropractor put out your letter to all the people about him being safe, sponsoring the safety event, for example. Chuck Crone is a chiropractor, okay? Joe's one of the parents that has a child, and I walk into my studio and I say, hey, listen, parents, I got 20 people sitting in the lobby. Listen, parents, we want to do something special this month. We want to do a child self-defense and awareness course, and what we want to do is go to a place or have them come here and do this for free. What we're going to do is we're targeting pediatricians. They keep your kids healthy. Now they can keep your kids safe. Does anybody think that their pediatrician would be interested in hosting or sponsoring a safety event? It won't cost them any money at all, and it's giving back to you guys. How many people think they want their pediatrician to have their members be safe? Good. Do me a favor, and I hand them the letter. Here's the letter. Bring this to your pediatrician. If they're interested, contact me. How long did that take me to say that? 15 seconds? Then I go to the next class and do the same speech. The next class and do the same speech. If I hit 5 classes that day and I talk to, 50 parents, if 10 parents go out and bring it to their pediatrician and nobody does it, I didn't lose that much time. If one person does it, then I have an event. If 2 people do it, then I have another event. Okay? Worst case scenario, your parents don't even want to bring it to the pediatrician, and you just spent 45 seconds telling your parents, hey, listen, I'm going to do something for free for the community, and it makes you look good. So what I'm getting at is there's so many things that you can do to make yourself look good and capitalize on it lead-wise and capitalize it on income-wise, and then hopefully make those into new members as well. Now, the people that I practice this with, some people have done it and it didn't work for them. Most of the people that it doesn't work for are not consistent. And this is what I got to explain to you guys as a group of school owners. Consistency and having a plan is more important than almost anything else. If you plan to get 3, 4, 5, 6 buddy referral names per day, and you get those names and you call those people, by the end of the month, you will have gotten a lot of names and you would have gotten a lot of people in here without a lot of stress. If you go 1 week and go, oh, man, I got to get 60 names, you start asking everybody, that creates the wrong environment in your school. You don't get as good a participation, and it kind of burns you out. Same thing here. Have a plan. Talk to every class and see if you can do a special safety event. Hey, it might be for women's self-defense instead. Or you know what? It might be for teen safety. How many people in your school right now are going to be sending their kids off to college in the next year or two? How many would like a special teen safety or teen awareness type of program for 30 minutes for free to get their teens a little bit more aware? You could probably think of many different events that you guys can do.
See, those are Tommy, sorry to interrupt, but those
yes.
are phenomenal ideas, because one of the things that we often hear is that word-of-mouth referrals is the most important advertising that they do in their school, or the most important way that they attain new students. But many people feel like they've exhausted like all their efforts in asking people for referrals. And your ideas give them a way to have a continuous flow while doing something that's extremely important for them and for the community. And so I think it's an excellent approach.
Yeah, what I'm doing now actually is really cool, because what I'm doing is I'm not asking for a referral per se, am I? What I'm doing is I'm asking to give something back. And so the difference between me asking for a name and saying, guys, we're having something free, who would you like to come? You could do this with a neighborhood. You can go to a neighborhood watch program. You can go to a parent in a community. I mean, think of this. Think of a community. You want to get in with a nice, well-to-do community. Pick the community in your area that has a lot of houses, over $1 million. Walk up, find out who the leader is of that cluster, and go say, listen, we're trying to get back to the community. Your community has been chosen for the month of May. We're going to be doing summer safety. We'll come into your clubhouse, or you can come into the karate school, and we will give a lecture and do a safety seminar and do an obstacle course for any and all the people that are associated with your development at no charge. Now, they'll put you in the newsletter of their home association, and your newsletters go. You know, like I get one all the time for South River Colony, the golf course. It's like a golf course community, and I live not on the golf course, but I live right outside of it in the same community. I get their newsletters. So everything that's going on, of course, I never read them, but I get the letters. But everything that's going on in the community, I get a letter for. If I was a parent, I'd probably read it. But since I'm not, I don't. But what I'm getting at is the advertising's out there. And guess what, guys? It's free. Or you could do what a lot of other people do, and you can go spend 45 minutes to an hour trying to make an ad. Then you can go ahead and call, try to get the best rates and stuff like that. And then you can go spend $500 or $600 or $800 on an ad and wait for your phone to ring. Now, you can do that anyway. I'm not saying advertising is bad, but what I'm saying is anytime you advertise, you wait for the phone to ring. Anytime you do what I tell you to do, you're going out there and getting that phone to ring. So, and the worst-case scenario is that you have your name out there, and people are saying, you know, this is a great school. They're doing this every single month. I'm actually developing a plan throughout the entire year of having a special event in my school for free for the entire community and for everybody that didn't join. For example, Joe came into my school last month and didn't join, and he wanted his son to learn self-defense. Joe now gets an email from me and a call, and I say, hey, Joe, listen, I know that it wasn't the right time for you to join. It was a little bit more than you wanted to spend, and the commitment was a little bit more than you wanted to do. But since we have a free event every month, and today is about safety this month, and I know that safety was important for you, so I'd like to invite you for free because even though you can't become a member, I still want your son to be safe. Now, how cool is that, guys? Then you can start getting people back in. All those leads that you've lost in the past, all those intros, if you're not closing at least 80%, or even if you are closing 80%, you've lost 20% of the 300 people that walked in. You've got 60 people to call back and invite in. So the sky is the limit with that type of thing. Now, I decided to talk about this today instead of how to do like the magic bottle referral, they'll put in names, instead of you guys going up and asking for names, because everybody does that. So, but if I do go into that, let me just do that for get off track and get on that for about 60 seconds. The fastest and best way for you to get a referral is to open your mouth and ask for it and say, Johnny or Joe, who's your best friend? Great. Who's your second best friend? If they came in here, would you help me with a lesson? Would you actually come in and be the example? Yes, I would. Great. Let's call them together and get them in here because I'm going to go ahead and give them 2 free passes. Not, do you know somebody? When you say, do you know somebody, they think of everybody, and they have to try to say, okay, well, I don't know if they want to do it or not. Forget about do they want to do it or do you know somebody who wants to do it. Who's your best friend? What's his phone number? Oh, you don't know your best friend's phone number? Sure they do. Ask a question for them. You know, if you ask a parent, don't ask a parent about who you think would carpool with you. Say, who's your next-door neighbor? Who's the closest person who's Johnny's best friend? Do you think Johnny's best friend, would you like to carpool with him? That kind of thing. You know, when you close a new sale, you don't necessarily have to ask for a referral. Ask for a referral this way. Hey, Joe, listen, I really appreciate you enrolling your son that's 5 years old. I know that he's going to have a blast here. Who's your son's best friend? Well, his name's Tommy. Great. What we like to do, you know, you talk about the other things that you guys talk about as far as doing it with his best friend and having fun. Then you say, listen, also there'll be some times in the future where you're going to probably want to trade off, and what we try to do is we have carpooling things, and if you get Johnny's best friend into it, he could probably carpool, you know, with you every once in a while and whatever. You guys understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to get into the script, but it's a benefit for the parent for having the best friend. So instead of the traditional ways of saying, who's your best friend, won't this help him, think about how it's going to help the person that you're talking to, not necessarily the person that they're referring, because you'll get much better results that way. Okay, but then there's thousands of ways you can do it. But let's sum up what I just talked about as far as the seminars. Find an organization that you can host and give something free to. Doesn't make a difference what target market you're looking at. Then do the event. Worst case scenario, you get the advertising. Best case scenario, you get a lot of people attend it. After you attend that event, pass out a flyer and let them know that you're going to follow up with a regular 2-hour course that will touch on more subjects about what you just did. Then it's only $39. So they're still not thinking about karate, they're thinking about safety and no commitment. They come in, do the obstacle course to excite the child, do the verbal things that you need to say and do to excite the parents. And then from there, invite them, give them a coupon, or invite them to try a free class or to take an introductory lesson. And then do the normal thing you have to do to close them. Okay, is that good, Joe, or do you want me to expand a little more? I got plenty more to say, but I think we're probably running out of time and people need to ask questions, or do you want me to keep going?
Well, if you want to, you know what, you can take another few minutes, and then on the half hour we'll open it up to questions.
Okay, sure, sure.
So we can wrap.
Okay, sure.
This is great information.
So getting back to this, how can you do this now? The easiest way is for you to write up a letter about what you want to do. The way I do it is I write up a letter and I target the parents, but it's the same letter that they can hand to the doctor, the lawyer, whatever. So basically the letter should say something to the nature of, you know, East Coast Martial Arts is proud to announce that it's giving back in the month of June to the community. It's going to do a child safety and awareness course for children to keep them safe at home during the summer because it'll be out of, you know, parents will be at work, that type of thing. Then it says, what we're looking for is a sponsor that's a pediatrician so we can touch the lives of a lot of children. If you think that your pediatrician would be interested in sponsoring the self-defense or the child safety program, there's no charge for the pediatrician, and they keep the kids healthy. Now they can help sponsor something to keep the kids safe. So they use that as their tagline. Okay, if you think that your pediatrician would be interested in helping your child stay safe, and, you know, that type of thing, then please have that physician or pediatrician contact us at this number. These are the dates we're looking to do it. Now, the parent can look at that and say, yeah, I'm interested. And then the parent can go hand this to his physician or his pediatrician. Pediatrician can read it. Now, you're not calling pediatricians. You're not calling churches. You're not calling dentists. You're not calling any of these people. Your parents are contacting them. So you don't have to do any work. How easy is that? Okay? Now, I'll tell you, I've done it before in the past. It's worked. I've done it before in the past, and I got no response. So, but it doesn't take long to do it. It takes nothing to do it. It takes 45 seconds to say it, and maybe, you know, maybe it'll take a little time to write the letter. And that's it.
Hey, Tommy. Yes, phenomenal. Thank you very much. We'll open the floor to some questions. And I tell you one thing, if I got a school in your neighborhood, I'm worried.
Well, I'm coming to New Hampshire, so watch out. No.
That gives some variety for our
group. Now, here's the thing, Joe. I think we need to mediate this one because with everybody on the line,
I can barely
hear. So what might have to happen is maybe just choose somebody, then everybody else mute out and let that one person come in.
Absolutely. If everybody, if you guys wouldn't mind doing a *6, and then for the person who wants to ask a question, they can opt for *6 to come off. Because it seems like there's some trouble on the line or some outside noise.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Actually, if you want, Joe, I've actually got a service for teleconference, too, that I really like. So I'll give you that number later. I don't have any interference at all.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first time I think we've had that, so.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's another.
I think it's Chuck Crone.
Yeah, it's Chuck's fault.
Okay, first question. Anybody got a question?
I think there's a young lady talking.
I can't hear her.
Me either.
Hi, Tommy?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Brent Creasy, United Martial Arts Academy.
Who's this?
Brent Creasy.
Okay.
My question was, you had mentioned doing some of the pediatricians. I'm getting a lot of parents who are involved in Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
Yes.
Who are always looking for safety-type presentations, the presentations you discuss, but I get a lot of mixed feedback on whether it's worth the time to try to get kids who are already involved in that type of activity.
Oh, absolutely. The thing is I've got a lot of kids in Boy Scouts, I've got a lot of kids in lacrosse and everything else, and what people do is this, no matter what activity they do, whatever they value the most, or if they have fun doing it, they're going to want to do it. So, for example, you might have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and go do the troop, and if you talk about the safety things, that's going to help the kids, and it's going to make the parents and the troop leader interested in your organization and to give your name out to more people. But what it's going to do is if you do the big key here, the way you do the safety and the way you do the obstacle course, most people, when they go give a safety lecture, what they usually do is they give a lecture. Kind of they scare the kids a little bit. Hey, this is what you do if a bad guy comes. Here's what you say. Here's what you do. But that's not fun for the kids.
Right.
What's fun for the kids is when you animate them. What if somebody came, first you tell them what to do, and then you're like, okay, here's what somebody's going to do. They're going to grab you. Here's how you get away. Put your thumb to your shoulder. Boom. Now, once you get away, if you run straight and can you run straight faster looking where you're going or looking behind you, somebody's chasing you? If you look behind you, what can happen? I get them involved. Well, you might step on it.
On you. Can you hear me?
And then from there, what happens is you get the kids excited. Now, when the kids are excited, you say, when we do safety, this is what we do. In our martial arts schools, what we do is we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of safety things, and we run, and we do obstacle courses, and we do these kinds of things to help you get away from these. And when you make it fun like that, then you're more into getting those people involved.
So essentially go in and compete, beat them at their own game or compete at a higher level.
Absolutely.
With our activity.
Yeah. And like I said, the worst thing that can happen is that you get your name out there and your sibling wants to do it. Or you just get your name out there. And so anytime somebody says something about martial arts, they say, go to your academy or so-and-so did this for us,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing.
All right.
Yeah, see, because it doesn't take much time or effort. Or you could look at it like I look at it. I don't really care about signing a lot of people up at this school because I'm pretty full. My new school, I will. But how much extra can I give out? You know, if I do an event and get nothing from it, it doesn't hurt me. I spend 30 to 45 minutes out there. But if I get something from it, then it helps me.
Right.
I even do the events myself. I don't even let my instructors go do them because I enjoy doing them.
Well, that's why I ask, because I do the same thing. I like to be out there myself. I think I'm my best salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to budget my time. So I've gotten different feedback on Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts
as
being very active already.
Right. Well, then that might not be a market you want to touch first. You can go to the church,
$800,
or you can go to the homeschool. I'll tell you, guys, a huge area that everybody's missing is get a homeschool list from your county. Find out where the homeschool kids are. Offer it for the homeschool. You know that a homeschool has to have some type of activity program. They have to do something outside the home.
Yeah, I have several students that I sign off on as their physical education at a homeschool.
So
you're saying if I go to the county, I can get a list of everybody who's homeschooled in the... Or they would have to have a record?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Very welcome. Now,
hey, before we take the next question, there is, I believe, one person who might be on speakerphone. If that person can either mute their phone or do a *6, that would really help out the phone quality.
That's probably Chuck Grown. Sorry, Chuck. I'm busting on you today.
Okay, next question.
Mr. Lee.
Yes.
This is Juan Carlos Nava from Rio, Texas.
How are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Good.
My question is after you do the seminar that like you said could be free or after a $10 donation for a church and all that. The $39 that you charge that for a class in your school.
Right.
And what is it, like a follow up on still talking about the safety?
Okay, just say I came into your karate school, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I came into your karate school and I did my child safety thing and it was for free. Then after I was finished, I would say, guys, who thinks what I just did today was important? Okay, parents, what did you like? What's the one thing you liked the best? And then I kind of do that thing. I say, great. Now, this was an introductory class because I wanted to give back to the community and make you guys safe. And I think what I've done is I've done that. Is that right? Yes, I have. Great. Now, for you, those of you that think this is important and you'd like to go one step further and keep your kids even safer and actually have them learn how to do this in a reaction type and role-playing, what we have is we have a special event. It's about an hour and a half, and it's only $39. It's a one-time thing. You can come in. They can learn these three things, and these three things. How many people think they would be interested in having their kids learn a little bit more and become more safe? Fantastic. Okay. How many people don't want to appreciate me coming today? Fantastic. Well, here's a free pass for you guys. If you ever decide that you want to try it out, if you want to come to an event, here's my card, here's my name, just give me a call. For you guys over here, you 10 guys, here's the details on the seminar. Fantastic. And then I will enroll them into the seminar. See what I'm getting at? Then they will come to my school. 11 o'clock the following Saturday to take that event. 10 times 39 is $390. And then after that course, then I ask them if they want to go ahead and do a free trial program for martial arts.
Okay.
Thank you. Question?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Tommy?
Yes.
This is Debbie with Vallejo Taekwondo out in California. I want to touch on one thing really quickly on the homeschool. I don't remember who asked that question. I actually am a vendor for the homeschool community, and the homeschool people actually pay us to teach the homeschool children. So that's a really good income generator for everybody out there.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
untouched.
Back on the safety program, we're in a small community, and it's a very tight-knit, I don't know, peacock feather community, if you will. And for many years, I have been going after the realtors, the women, for the safety program. I have offered it free. I have offered it for $29. I have offered it for anything, and you name it. And I go after them because they go into the homes by themselves. They show the properties by themselves. But I cannot penetrate them because their reply is, nothing's happened, and we're in a safe community. Do you have any recommendations on how to penetrate them?
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting that you said that because we have a program coming out now. It's called Real Safe. It's for the realtors. It's a CDT program that's coming out. And when we do the law enforcement stuff, my school people and my parents take my safety courses, but the people, it seems, that are in the professions that you're offering for it, it's really weird, but they don't take it. Like, the police officers don't want to pay for it or take it for free, but a parent wants to do it. You know, where a realtor might not want to do it, but a regular mom would do it, even though they're not in those homes. So I'm right now trying to figure out actually how to get that to happen. You can't even give it away for free. You know what I mean?
Right.
But what you can do is you can easily go online. Here's what you can do. You can easily go online, download any story you want, because they're all over the place, about realtors, you know, going into the basement or somebody in this basement and then getting attacked, right? Go online. You can find a lot of statistics. Put an email blast out or put a flyer together and try to find the area closest to you that this has happened to. And what you do is you put a little story, a little caption, and then you offer something for free after that. Now when you hand out the flyer, this is what happened on April 12th in a town 50 miles from you. You see what I'm getting at?
Right.
Or you could go ahead and get five or six stories over just the next last couple of months. That's the nice thing about the Internet. You could put those things together. You can go to the realtor board and say, look, this is what I'd like to do, and show them the things that have happened. Now, if that happens and you can't get them, then I would just seek out another organization.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really weird, you know. It's like I go to a bunch of police officers and I offer a certain thing, and they don't want to do it.
Exactly.
I ask my parents over here that have nothing to do with security, and they all want to do it. It seems like the people that are in the profession that should be the first people to line up or the last people to line up.
Well, you know, that's funny because our school is full of sheriffs, police officers, San Quentin guards, I mean, everything. And we want to teach them some more realistic techniques. Not interested. So, you know, we're going to let you, they have their kids in here, so they know they
are interested or not interested.
They're not interested in taking course.
Right, but they are. But the people that aren't cops are interested, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. The reason why is a couple of reasons. Number one, first of all, they don't think you can teach them anything because you're a karate person and they're not.
That's
the
true.
First thing. Okay. They're egos. Yeah. Plus, your self-defense course. How do you know? Because you're not on the street. That's what helps me with CDT, because they use, you know what I mean. But you know, those types of things, that's the mindset of people is what limits them.
Yeah. Well, that should be another, we can have another conference on this, but I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to take away from the safety and trying to get new people in here. I just want to touch on the base of women. So,
right.
Okay, that's it for my question. Thank you.
That's one thing. Here's the other thing you could do. Listen, you could go to a realtor that has a lot of influence, or a pediatrician, or a doctor, or somebody in your community that has a lot of reputation, where people will listen to those people. Talk to them privately and say, listen, Ms. Realtor, a lot of times I've offered things free. People don't think it's going to happen to them. Look at all these articles. You never know when something's going to happen. You know, people buy insurance because of this reason. you know, and nothing ever happens. But then when something does, whatever. I'm going to give it to free. If they can take 30 minutes out of their day to do this, this is what I'd like to do. Do you think you can convince some of these people to get in here? Or do you have enough, or do you have enough influence, kind of challenges them? Do you have enough influence to be able to get 30 women in a room and I'll do it for free? Or you go to the real order board and say, listen, guys, here's what I'm going to do for you. We're going to charge $30 for this course, and I'm going to give you, the realtors, $25 of it. That's a little different. Now they say you guys have to come. You see what I'm getting at? So there's different ways that you could approach it if you wanted to. Okay, next question.
Tommy?
Yes.
I'm Bruce Costa with Tsunami Karate in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Tsunami Karate?
Tsunami Karate, you
oh
got it.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, I hear you, man. And I'll tell you, we spent a lot of time debating. I took a poll of my students, and one of my students said it most eloquently. They said, make it a monument to the event. And we have an ongoing fundraising. We put it in all of our advertising. And it's you know, I was very concerned about looking opportunistic, and instead we've been able to really turn it into a positive thing. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. But
riding the wave, right?
Excuse yeah, it's exactly. And plus we have this beautiful logo with Hoka-sized wave. It was a I didn't know what to do, you know. But listen, I'm looking for the thing that you said that everybody does. Well, we don't. And I'd really like a systematized way to make referrals something that is a desirable and positive and non-conflict generating event for my students and their parents.
Okay, first let me explain this to everyone, okay? There's a lot of different things that you can do, and I can share that with you. We don't have enough time on the conference call right now, but there is a systematic way of doing it. But what a lot of people do is they offer like free equipment or money and all that other kind of stuff, right? I disagree with that. You know, I think that, number one, if you do offer something that they don't already buy, something that advertises your school. Number two, if, what's your first name, sir?
Bruce.
If you join my school and you just joined my school because you believe in me and you had an exciting intro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you, if you like the school and I presented it correctly, would I have to pay you anything for you to give me a name?
Oh, no, I mean...
No, I'm going over to this. I'm answering your question and a lot of other people's at the same time. That's mm-hmm. a lot of questions. Second thing is, an existing student, okay, if you were happy with the place, then you'd want to help me out. If I weren't happy with it, then even if I paid you, you wouldn't want to help me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we have to do is a lot of organizations talk about getting referrals, but they have such an aggressive way of doing it, it looks bad. So what you're looking for is a consistent way. Every single person that you speak to, every single month that you talk about, or every single month of the year, that you're getting referrals in, you know, 1, 3, 5 a day, correct?
Right.
The way to do that is have a specific thing set up. When somebody joins, you have your specific questions. You have some people use the IP passes. I don't. All I do is just ask them who the best friend is. I write down their name and phone number, and I ask them if they'll help me do the lesson. That's it. I get it all the time. Okay? The other way is to take your existing students in, and if you wanted to have a contest, you could have a contest where they could win things like going out with the instructor and things. But you want to be careful that when you do something for referrals, you're trying to grow your school and you're asking for your students' help. Not that you want more people in jam and packing. You know what I mean? So what I would say to you is, depends on the school. If you have a lot of students, mm-hmm. I'd run it one way. If you don't have many students and you have a big school, like the lady that I was just talking to, she lives in a small community. If she ran, and then say they had, I don't know how many students she had, but just say she had, you know, 100 students. If she went to her student base and said, guys, we really want to help grow our school because we want to do these types of things, it would really be great if I could have some student support and have people help our school grow into a really successful academy, and so I can offer these programs and do these types of things, then people are going to want to help you. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
But a lot of people just go, hey, I'll pay you $50 if you give me a name. If you give me 4 names, I'll pay you this. If you do this, I'll pay your membership. And I mean, that works too. But what I'm saying, if you want to put the right – I'm all about not just making money. I'm not all about just getting referrals. I'm not all about just signing people up. I'm all about doing it in the right way so that I project the right image to my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So but I don't think I answered your question.
Yeah, I'm looking for a. I mean, we have a new location. I have 60 students, one third ninjas, one third kids, one third adults. You know, I'd like to.
You have a membership drive and a buddy day.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a membership drive and a buddy day. Say, listen, guys, you got 60 people in the school. Our goal to get the training that we want and to the things that we want to do is we want to have, you know, 150 people. What I want you guys to do, yeah, who's your best friend? Who's your best friend? Listen, we're going to have a fun event. We're going to do an obstacle course. Your goal is to have two of your friends on your team. So, for example, here's a good league kind of rating event for you guys. Ready? Have any kind of event you want, Super Nintendo, Xbox, Olympic training, whatever day you want to have, and say, listen, kids, anybody that gets two teammates, two team partners that aren't members, we're going to take 20 of you guys and we're going to have a contest. Now, what's going to happen? I'm going to go get my two best friends to be my team members, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to come get a contest. I didn't even ask for a name. So if I told you, if I said, listen, I'm having a special event, and the first 10 people that get a team of two, so the total teams of three, the first 10 people that sign up for this get to come for free. Now, you think all those 60 kids of yours are going to go scurrying around to get a friend so they can come in and have a contest on Xbox or have a contest on obstacle course or have a contest on doing something fun,
mm-hmm.
right? Sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 10 people that do it are the 10 people that bring their friends, which means you've got 20 new students coming in, 20 new prospects coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that every month for different things.
Okay.
See? Or
yes.
You could offer women's, you got 60 adults, say, listen, we're going to have a special street day, guys, and here's what we're going to do. I need each person to get somebody in their neighborhood that's not from here, because what I'm going to do is this, 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 and this, and we're going to do it on this date and this time. So I need all of you guys to get one person from your neighborhood. I need 15 women and 15 guys because of the way that I'm going to do this class. And you're talking to your class. Who thinks they can? Who can you bring? Who can you bring? Who can you get? Who can you get? You can't get anybody? Who's your next door neighbor? Great, bring Sally. Okay. All right, guys, here's what we're going to do now. I want to make sure that everybody's going to come. Is everybody absolutely going to bring people? Yes, I am. Well, yeah, that's what I do. I don't just leave it up to chance. I say, look, I'm nailing down the time. This is what I want. Can you come? Great. Put your name at the front desk in the special events book, because I have a special events book at the front desk. Put your name and your email address in there. The day beforehand, we're going to go ahead and confirm that you guys are going to be here still. And if you can't be here, that's okay. But then I need a substitute because I'm banking on a certain number of people being here for the scenarios that we're going to play. That puts a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, you could immediately go back to your school tonight, and you could actually do that if you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So then, you know what? There's 100 ideas that I have like that. I just haven't put them all on paper yet.
Okay.
But that's the whole thing, you know. I would also suggest for you guys to do this. We have a conference call sponsored by Member Solutions. But there's no reason why you can't gather together with people all across the country and have your own conference call on just shooting out ideas, like I do with my coaching clients. We do this twice a week. And some people it works for, they like this. Other people, something else works for. Sometimes I learn something new from the people that are doing the events in their school, like the lady that was just on there about homeschooling. I'm sure she could tell me a lot of things I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so networking, guys, whether it's with me or whether it's with other school owners or no school owners, you can network with parents. You know what? Here's a project for you. Why don't you try this? Sit down with your 20 of your parents that you've enrolled in your new school. Sit down at a conference table, run a hotel or whatever, and just say, you know what? I need your help. What can we do to make my school grow? How can we get more people in here? Does anybody have any ideas? And you'll be amazed at what people throw out at you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Next question.
Yep, we have time for one more question.
Okay?
Anybody? Who? What?
Who is this?
Oh, me? You heard me?
I don't know. I hear somebody. It sounds like Rome.
Yeah, hi. It's Cheryl Water calling.
It's who?
Cheryl Water.
Cheryl Water. How are you?
Cheryl.
Hi.
This is Joe Galley. If I could take a moment. I used to live down the road from where your school is.
You're kidding.
I used to live right off of in Roslyn Heights.
Oh, so you know us.
So I know you guys.
Did you train here?
Say that again?
Did you train here?
No, I was there for probably about 2 years while I was in school.
Cool. Well, we're still here.
I actually...
I don't even know who you are.
I trained out east.
That's fine, but I don't even know who you are with ATS, so we'll do that another time.
I'll stop by and say hello when I'm visiting my parents.
Oh, I would love to do that. That would be great.
Okay, back to the conference call.
Okay.
Question.
Whoever. Anyway, this is going to be quick, okay? Cause
sure.
Because I know that I could talk as long as everybody else, including you. But just as far as handouts, pamphlets, all that, we've done brownies, we've done schools, et cetera. We have a few things coming up, okay? Long story short, like a school health wellness day or classes at the another place. What I normally do, do you hand in, the kids are there, the parents are not there. So do you give the children anything to take home with them?
Where is this at? What kind of event?
Well, with brownies, we've done safety patches and all that. Now we have a school. We've got, I think it's, well, I'm looking at it now. It's called Health and Wellness. So they highlighted things for me because it's at a school, and schools sometimes don't like that. Handouts, pamphlets are welcome and appreciated. But what do you give out that may or may not give a response? I can tell you what I give out, but
okay, I can tell you what I have given out in the past. What I have given out in the past is just what everybody else does, and that's those little flyers. What I am designing right
little flyers.
Pardon me?
You said flyers.
Yeah, just little cards, little flyers.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they offer anything, or do they explain anything? Because I don't have flyers.
They get a free trial program.
Okay.
Basically, that's basically an intro lesson.
Okay.
But they don't know that, and they call me. Okay, but what I am going to be doing is I've got the little companies that make like all the little calendars, they make
oh yeah, absolutely.
Bottles.
Well, yeah, I do that all the time.
And I haven't decided which one to do yet, is you can do frisbees, you can do a lot of different things, visors, but what I think I'm going to do is give them a calendar with like five safety tips or five really cool things. I haven't decided what I do for the kids. Five safety tips more for the parents with a calendar, and that way they can put it on the refrigerator. And with the safety tips on what they can do. So I'm going to start thinking about the promotional things that people hand out to their businesses, to other businesses to get them to join or get them to know all of them. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking about doing. What I am thinking about doing is getting a calendar for the year, posting certain events. Number one, the fun events for the kids, like obstacle course or somewhere out in the park, right? And then
right.
The other one is a safety day. Here's why. If you give something to a child and say, here's all the safety courses and here's a calendar, put it up in your refrigerator, it'll never make it home. But if you give it out and say, guys, listen, do you like the obstacle course? A little later this year, we're going to be doing this out at Quiet Waters Park. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be fun, and this is what it's called, and you give it a fancy name. Now, what I'm going to hand you guys right now is something you can stick a magnet on your refrigerator, and that way your mommy can remember what day that's going to be and how much fun we're going to have. Is that cool? Can you guys bring it home? Yes. And then that's the kind of thing that I want to create. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Now the child wants to bring it home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it.
I haven't really decided. I've been playing around. See, I use my parents a lot. I bring them in the intro room, and I say, look, this is the idea. What do you think? Okay, great. And then I almost have it done. Then I show something to one of the parents. Oh, man, that's good, but you should try this. Oh, wow, that's a better idea. So your parents are your best feedback. Actually, not martial arts school owners. Not
I know that.
Consultant, but your parents are your best feedback.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to use what I've been doing just for now because I have a lot. But yeah.
What do you do right now?
Well, right now, well, I have a baggie that I give them, but because I figured that was economical. But we have school pencils, and we also have a, I personally don't believe in brochures because I think they'll say the same thing. But we do have a card that says everything that, what we're all about and who we are, and we have a free month on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So at least this way that they can, you know, if they want to try it, they can call.
Once they hand out stuff that people give them, think about the last convention I went to, and they handed out they hand out pens and pencils and little balls and things of that nature. Well, that's all cute, that's all nice, and they look at the name, but very rarely those things that are.
So it's the guest pass that really I think, you know, might work. I mean, a lot of people know us, but that's not the point. The point is.
Actually,
no, I would like, yeah, I think the safety tips is a great idea.
Yeah, you want something that
I did that years ago, I just haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, you want something that's not going to leave their hands, that they can put up on a refrigerator, that they do something with. Otherwise, the flyers never. I mean, I like flyers because if the parent sees a flyer and they glance at it, if something catches their eye, they'll read it. But if it's a cup or a hat.
I totally agree with you that.
Yeah.
I just have pencils, and the kids need pencils to work on, so I figure even if they get lost, they'll see the name. But, no, I'm not. That's why I wanted your opinion, because that's not working great. I mean, especially with the brownies.
If their school owner's on here, that their name's not out there. Like, for example, I dominate this area, but if I didn't.
Where are you?
I'm in Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay.
I dominate this area, but if I didn't dominate this area.
Right.
And I'll be blanketing stuff with them. But then the reason I did dominate it is when I first came on, I did flyers, brochures, I advertised, I was in a bunch of theaters on TV, but now I don't have to be.
Right.
You know, but now a new school just opened up across the street from me. They don't have very many people, but they advertise a lot. So that's going to force me to do something a little different soon.
We don't have time. I thought this was going to be about your VIP program, but I guess.
I'm sorry, about what?
Your VIP program? Or is that what you, you know, as opposed to giving? Huh?
The phone call, you mean?
No, as far as bringing people in. In other words, everybody has to be sponsored and be in a VIP.
Nah, see, I don't do that. I mean,
okay.
You know what? Everybody
That's
has
fine.
To be sponsored. You know what? You know, this is something that I kind of disagree with.
Okay.
Some places out there that so when people call, they say, yes, you have to be sponsored to be here. Oh, I'll be your sponsor. What is that? They know that's bull crap. Otherwise, you'd have to have a sponsor. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so be real with people. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I'm always
what we
real.
Offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now as far as VIP passes, I think that's very important. As far as sponsoring people, I think that's very good. A sponsored person can get something free where a non-sponsored person can't.
Right.
But but to say something, you know, so what I always try to do is be absolutely 100% up front. And also, I think a VIP pass program is great. You could even, here's something for everybody. Ready for this? Every single time you have a promotion, go to Office Depot, buy those business card things that are blank. Every time you have a promotion, put the papers in there, and every single child that got a green belt, you put his name on a business card with a free pass. So then every single person that gets promoted, hand them 10 business cards with their name on it that says they're a green belt. Now, how many of those do you think people are going to give out? Hey, look, I just got my green belt. I got my own business card.
So business cards that they're a green belt. That's
Pardon
a great
me?
Idea.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of things like that. I just wanted this call to be a little bit different and not the regular ones. But that's just one of a million things you could do that creates excitement. All if you went and printed all business cards for your kids with their own rank on it and their name, and everything else, do you think they would hand those cards out? Absolutely.
With your name and your phone number.
With your name, your phone number. Your name, your phone number, but that child's got his name on there as being a green belt and the date that they tested. You know, it might take you a little bit of time to run everybody's cards, but, you know, you can
Oh, you do that on the computer?
Yeah, just do it on the computer.
Okie dokie. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
I know it's almost time to go, but I just want to jump in here real quickly. Do you have a sample letter that you use for the pediatrician, the Boy Scout, the local church, blah, 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 blah?
Email me, and I'll get that to you. My email address is tommy@martialartssuccess.com. You email me, reference this telephone call, promise me that you won't give it to anybody else, and anybody on this call, I will email that letter to you.
Okay, so it's tommy@martialartssuccess.com.
MartialArtsSuccess.com, yes.
A-R-T or H? I didn't hear that either.
MartialArtsArts.
Okay.
No, MartialArtsSuccess. So there's only one S between the T, yeah.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
You're welcome. And so anybody on this call is more than welcome. I will be more than happy to send them the letter.
That'd be great.
The letter. I am very, 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 very time-constricted now because of the Maya Convention. And the UBBT, because I'm doing both events. So if you email me quickly, I'll try to get it out to you guys before I leave. That should be, you know, your goal is to get it to me today, because then this weekend I can spend some time sending it out, because starting next week I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Las Vegas.
Well, mine is already sent, just to let you know.
There you go. Well, then you'll get
one. I'm not email friendly, so do I have to email you to get the letter, or I have to email you to...
You have to email me to get the letter because I'm
You don't have my email.
Yeah.
Hello, Cheryl. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Tommy, Mark McCumber.
Mark McCumber, how are you, sir?
I am doing good. One of my teammates, boy.
Yes, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you up there, you and Stephanie.
Yeah, we're gonna be in Vegas, so we'll see you in Vegas too.
Good.
All right. I just wanted to say hi real quick.
Are you all cut up?
I'm getting there.
Good, man.
I'm getting there.
Just so you guys know what we're talking about, the Ultimate Black Belt Test that Tom Callis is running. You guys should check that out. That's awesome.
It's a great program. He's getting ready to do his third program now.
Yep. Well, listen, everybody. Listen, I enjoyed talking with you. Joe, is there anything you'd like me to add? Or?
No, Tommy, thank you very, very much.
And for those people that didn't know Joe, let me introduce Joe, since they didn't know you, Joe.
Thank you.
Everybody knows Joe, no?
Some people didn't. Joe is the owner of PPS, and PPS and ATS merged into Member Solutions. So
Joe's the owner? I thought Jeff was the owner. He's now getting BMW.
Jeff Cohen was the owner of ATS.
Right.
Joe was the owner of PPS, another billing company.
Oh, right.
And what they did was they merged companies together to provide better service to all of us, and now they're Member Solutions, and they're both owners of the company.
Very cool. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you very much. Now you know who I am when I stop by your school.
Well, I know what PPS was, but,
Hey, Joe, do you actually train?
I trained a while ago. But not actively right now.
All right, well, I want to know if she signs you up. And if she doesn't, then I need to talk to her and tell her how to do it.
But
Mark
Speranza wants to come up and train me.
Who does?
Mark Speranza.
Oh, my God. Is Mark on the phone?
Is he?
Mark Speranza, are you on the phone?
No, he's not here.
Good, we can all rag on him then. No, just kidding.
He might have been on before.
Yeah. Okay, what else do you need from me there, Joe?
All right. Nothing, just martialartsuccess.com is Tommy's website, and he has a nice listing of all the different opportunities to come see him in person. And Tommy, I have to get you to put up the Black Belt Festival and add that to your list. Okay.
Joe, let me interject one second, because I'm on the web, and the address is wrong. It's Martial Arts Success is the right one, and on the PPS letters it says Martial Arts Success. So when you click it, you go nowhere.
Where is that one?
On your PPS letters. It's actually two S's, and it should be just one.
Yes, it should be just one, Joe.
Right, I just clicked it, so I wanted to correct that because I'm emailing Tommy right now.
Oh, thank you very much. Joe, it's only one S. Martial Arts Success.
And I actually know that. Hey, Brent, is that on the teleconference reminder?
Yeah, on the reminder letters.
Oh, yeah, I do
right
see
on
that.
The bottom.
I do see that.
So just a small typo we want to make sure everybody knows about.
Yeah, why don't you then send – I'm sure people are going to be clicking this. So if you want to send maybe –
I'll send out another blast.
Here's the other thing. If there's anybody that's going to the event at Vegas, a lot of people don't know about this because I kept it kind of low because it was more for my coaching program. But there's an event I'm doing Thursday for 6 hours. I'm going to be talking about summer camps, how to charge $300 for summer camps, get buddy referrals, and everything that we're talking about now in detail. And it's for 6 hours on Thursday at the Maya convention in a conference room. And you can go to the Maya website, Martial Arts Success. You can go to that website, or MA Success, and you can see my conference. If you guys are interested, 6 hours is only $199, or $149, something like that. I don't even know what they're charging. But if you want to go there, you can register. There's only going to probably be about 15 people, and I only really want about 20. So if you're interested in coming, you get a lot of good information, a lot of personal time.
Tommy, if you're not able to make it, will we be able to purchase a CD from Joe?
There won't be a CD for that thing, but I do have my whole two-day, eight-hour program on DVD that you could actually pop in and train your staff
with. It's been great, Cheryl. Water, I'm leaving. I have an appointment with a parent.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
And I can get that from Joe?
Pardon me?
I can get that from Joe or from you directly.
Either way, I'm going to talk to Joe at the conference about offering something special more for PBS clients. If you want to take a look at it, you can just go to my website and take a look at the boot camp, the two-day boot camp.
Okay.
And you can take a look at that. Joe and myself are going to be talking about some things for Member Solutions and PBS clients and ATS clients where you guys can actually use your membership rewards points a little bit more even on some more products.
Joe knows I spend all my money on products from him, so.
That's why we love you, Debbie.
I know. Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to.
And if you spend them on my products, I'll love you too. How's that?
Are you cheaper than Joe's?
Pardon me?
Are yours to be cheaper than Joe's?
Uh-oh.
No. cheaper is a bad choice of words. Actually, to be honest with you, Joe, nobody gets it any cheaper. Mine's the same price. It's just that they allow you, they subsidize you to use the CPS dollars. I'm a little different than everybody else. A lot of people discount their stuff. I don't discount it. What I do is they actually subsidize it for you.
Oh, that's good. Well,
yeah,
I'll just
so
go.
You got to give those guys a lot of credit for doing that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Rewards program, and in fact, we're working on the new rewards program because we'll be opening that up to APS clients as well, and that should be within the month, hopefully.
Yeah, you know, you guys, for example, a lot of places discount their stuff, and so they can offer you really, really, really good deals. But when PPS or when Member Solutions, when you see mine, think about this. It's not that I'm discounting it and then they're discounting it and doing this. It's that I'm not discounting it, and whatever they give you, they're paying for it. So if you get $50 or $100 off something of mine, they paid $50 or $100 for you because you're a good client, because I don't discount anything. Not that I'm a bad guy, but I
get
them doing
so.
So when you guys see a lower discount, it's not because they're giving you a lower discount. It's because they're paying money for you because I'm not giving them a break. So that's a plus for them. Maybe you guys think bad of me now, but anyway. So, hey, guys, I enjoyed talking to you. I love giving information out. If you want to email me and ask any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer you guys. But I gotta kind of run now because I got to go do something as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for coming out, guys.